Al Jazeera Podcasts.
Students in the US protesting against Israel's war on Gaza are defying a widening crackdown by police.
How many kids have you killed today?
Hundreds have been detained in more than a week of demonstrations. Nearly 200 were detained at three campuses on Saturday, half of them at Boston's Northeastern University. Well, the protests began at Columbia University in New York, where students began demanding their school divests from Israel. Then students at Harvard, Georgetown, MIT and George Washington University demanded the same. Protests spread from Northeast to campuses in Michigan, Texas and California. Now, all universities in Gaza have been badly damaged or destroyed by Israeli forces. Displaced Palestinians at camps in Rafah and southern Gaza are thanking student protests in the US for their solidarity. Messages of gratitude have been displayed on their tents. They say despite clampdowns by authorities, calls to end the war have been heard by Palestinians under siege.
This idea came to us after seeing what was happening in the news, especially the support from the students of the world, particularly the students of Columbia University for standing with us, with their humanity, their hearts and their compassion. We hope the world will stand united with them. We hope for the world to support them, not to arrest them and imprison them.
Guests attending the annual White House Correspondents' Dinner were greeted with chants of "Shame on you" by protesters opposed to President Biden's handling of the war. Many also demanded members of the media boycott the event in support of the 142 Palestinian journalists killed by Israeli forces. Mediation efforts are still trying to reach a ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas. Israel says if the group rejects its latest offer, it'll go ahead with a ground invasion of Rafah, where more than 1.5 million Palestinians are sheltering. That's despite concerns from the UN that any military operation there could result in a bloodbath. Yemen's Houthi rebels say they've shot down a US military drone. The group said it happened on Thursday using a surface-to-air missile. Washington said on Saturday a US Air Force drone crashed in Yemen without giving details.
On the Inside Story podcast, we examine South Africa, 30 years since its first free and democratic elections ushered in the governing ANC. But has it failed to deliver on its promises? And does it risk losing its majority in next month's elections? Listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.